Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two, dreary Thursday morning. Thursday, February the 9th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. One thing I do want to mention, tomorrow morning, Friday morning, here on the station, for many, many years, we've had the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, which airs from 9:15 until 10 o'clock. Now, tomorrow morning, make sure you tune in from 9:15 until 10 o'clock because we're going to have a new show there. It will not be called The Pastor Spot. Pastor Whitaker will be a part of it, but I'll be a part of it as well. And we're going to talk about all kinds of different things. It's going to be a different type of show than the show you've heard in the past. So stay tuned tomorrow, 9:15. I met with Pastor Whitaker this week. And he and I are going to do this, and we're going to talk about more things, not just religion-based. Some of it might come up, but there'll be all kinds of things on the table with the new program starting tomorrow, 9:15 until 10 a.m. So stay tuned, Pastor Whitaker and I, tomorrow morning. Now, and I come on at 8, so don't forget that. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We were saying in hour number one, we hope Judy got her Alexa fixed or got her internet worked out. I know she was having trouble earlier in the week. And Lee, we gave Lee the idea, and I have to be sure how I say this, because when I said it in the first hour, I kicked on my own Google Dot, and it wouldn't shut off. But I was able to shut it off during the break there. But Lee called in one morning and was talking about how he likes to listen to the radio and also watch the television at the same time. And I was thinking if he got a Google Dot, which you can get at Walmart or Meijer for like $35-$40, depending on if they're on sale, you can hook those up in your house, and all you got to do is tell them to play the station. And you could still watch your television and have the station playing at the same time. Just hook it to your internet connection. So that would not be a hard thing to do. So if you're out there listening, Lee, what do you think about that idea? And Judy, if you're out there, did you get your connection fixed? And I know Sarah was having some connection issues this week. So I don't know if it's something in the area. I don't know what's going on. But hopefully it all works itself out as time goes on. We were having an interesting conversation when we went to break there about work best friends, because there's a story this morning on the Associated Press that Gallup poll has decided that just 2 in 10 U.S. employees have work best friends. And apparently this is a bad thing because people aren't having the socialization that they used to have. Now, is this a good or bad thing? Should you have a work best friend? If you're retired, when you were working, did you have a work best friend? How do you feel about this whole thing? We heard from Sean and Trish in hour number one. I thought it was interesting. And as I said, I don't think I do have a work best friend. Now, I like the people I work with. But I don't think we converse much outside of work. So I don't know that it's a best friend. Friends of the road and friends of the heart, as we talked about in hour number one. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We were also talking about the Del Taco yesterday opening up and apparently having very long lines. Heard that from two people yesterday. Causing quite a mess there on Mount Vernon Avenue yesterday. Which we always thought it probably would, but I don't think anybody was killed or anything, so I think we probably made it through it. But did anybody drive by Del Taco yesterday? Did anybody try to go through there? Did anybody see the big long lines? Were you on Mount Vernon Avenue yesterday? Give us a buzz if you have any info on the Del Taco opening. 740-751-4038. As I continue to say, my only thing with the Del Taco at this point is I just want one of these orange cream shakes. That sounds good to me. That would be right up my alley. And again, as I said in hour number one, we thank our listener who messaged us overnight from Lewiston, Idaho. People listening to the station in Lewiston, Idaho, was playing the Family Feud. Everybody loves the Family Feud. So we thank our listener originally from Grove City, Ohio, but listening in Lewiston, Idaho. Does anybody have anything more to say about the graves they found down at the North Market in Columbus? Used to be the old North Cemetery. 40 plots. What should they do with those remains? Now, I think in that article, it said they were going to take them to other funeral home or other cemeteries, but I don't know. I mean, do you even know who's buried there at this point? I don't know what you do. That's a tough situation. Goes back to the story about, you know, pronouncing somebody dead and then you find out they're alive. Those are sticky situations in life, aren't they? Okay. Oh, and Bob Welsh, had a little conversation with Bob Welsh via email yesterday, and we think he'll be coming back somewhere around St. Patrick's Day, 6 weeks from last Thursday, which was Groundhog Day, to see if the groundhog's prediction was right. Will there be six more weeks of winter? Now, I don't know how we're going to prove or disprove that, because I think people right now would say that the groundhogs are wrong, because the temperatures have not been that bad since Groundhog Day, and I don't think we've had any snow. Now, I could be cursing us by saying this, but I don't know how that is figured out. I don't know. Does it have to be really cold in March for us to say six more weeks of winter? And after that six more weeks of winter, which gets to be about the third week of March, is that when we say, hey, it needs to be warm now? I don't know, because we have overnight freezes well into the month of May. So does anybody know how we checked this prediction? Does anybody ever go back and check the prediction, to be honest? I you know, we do the big thing on Groundhog Day, but does anybody ever go back and check? And how do you check? What is the way we check if the groundhog was right or not? I mean, if there were warm temperatures in between February 2nd and the third week of March, do you say that it was an early spring? What do you consider an early spring? Where do the temperatures have to be to constitute an early spring? And what do the temperatures have to be like that third week of March to say we got six more weeks of winter? Because right now, I'd have to say we probably only got 5 weeks of winter, because we wouldn't count this week, because this was not really a wintry week. I don't know. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, here's the story I was talking about. And normally, I wouldn't even do a story like this, but I found this so ridiculous. Just a ridiculous story. And this was a national story, and it just... It's one of those things... Again, where we try to educate and inform here on the radio, in case this ever comes up in your daily life. Although I don't know how it would, but this is the world we live in now. Now, does anybody know? I'm going to throw out the term here to start off and see if anybody even knows what the term means. And then we'll get into the discussion of what it actually is. It's called a thirst trap. THIRST trap. Thirst trap. Does anybody know what a thirst trap is? Now, you hear that term and you think, well, that's a something to do with beverages or something like that. You know, very, very harmless term. But it's the goofiest thing you've ever heard in your life. I mean, it's nothing vulgar or anything like that, but it's the dumbest thing I've ever, it just tells you where we are in society. But does anybody know what a thirst trap is? Or even if you don't know, do you want to venture a guess as to what a thirst trap might be? Maybe some people out there have been involved in these. Who knows? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what a thirst trap is? I'm going to give this a minute or so and see if anybody has any idea what this is, or if any brave soul out there wants to venture a guess as to what a thirst trap is. Now, I do want to remind the listeners that Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up at 10:10 today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, 8:15 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. And don't forget the new Pastor Steve and Scott show, 9:15 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. Okay, is anybody even going to venture a guess as to what a thirst trap is? 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you. Well, maybe this person will give us a good guess here. Let's go to the guess about a thirst trap. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I Googled it, and I'm very kind of shocked. Not really shocked, because it's just more example of all the depravity that's going on nowadays.
I was so confused when I heard this the other day. Somebody was talking about a thirst trap, and I thought, well, what in the world is that? And, what does the internet say about it? I never Googled it.
It says a thirst trap is a type of social media post intended to entice viewers sexually.
Yeah.
It refers to a viewer's thirst, a colloquialism likening sexual frustration to dehydration, implying desperation, with the afflicted individual being described as thirsty.
Well, see,
ridiculous.
Well, now here's my understanding why this became a story this past week. Apparently, Tom Brady, who retired.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was getting. I want to make sure I say this right.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, he's getting a divorce.
That.
Yeah, he's getting a divorce, and. So what he did, now it was not, it wasn't, what do I want to say here? It was not a X-rated picture. It was not that. But he put a picture of himself online trying to look good. Let's put it that way. He was in a pose where he was trying to look a certain way, and apparently the idea behind this was to make his ex-wife jealous. So that's what a thirst trap is. Now, can you imagine this is where we've come in society, that we have to make the people look how good we are and look what you're missing out on, I guess is the point.
You know, I tell you, Scott, that I lived a long time here now, and I've never seen society as bad as it is now. It's just, I just don't understand how the good Lord can let it go on much longer.
I don't know. If things like this, these things have to change, because if this is where our, to me, this is saying something about our self-esteem, that we're trying to make people see how great our life is, and aren't you sad that we're not around each other anymore? That's horrible.
Yes, It is. It's just pathetic.
I know.
Just pathetic.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You'll have to talk to the pastor about that.
Yeah, but we'll have to talk. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, we got a new version of that show coming up tomorrow, so that'll be good. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Yes, that is what a thirst trap is. Now, I did not know what the Google definition of it was, but apparently, if you end a relationship with somebody, you take some kind of picture of yourself looking in a certain way, apparently, you know, trying to look your best, and your ex-wife, ex-girlfriend, whatever, is supposed to see this picture and be upset that they've no longer been with you. They are no longer with you. That is a thirst trap. Now, the only reason I know about this is because of this whole Tom Brady story, Mr. Football. And apparently, Mr. Football, with you know, a gazillion dollars that he has, still feels the need to put out a thirst trap for his ex-wife. Now, what is wrong with people? I mean, is that really... How do you even know if your ex-wife saw the picture? How do you know that she even cares? You know, if she's been around you, she knows what you look like. And she's still left. So why would this even be a thing? Does anybody understand it? 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, you're really getting an education here this morning. Thirst traps, work best friends. It's a day here this morning, isn't it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, and I do want to make mention of something here very quickly. I'll tell you something. I have to be honest. I did not watch the State of the Union the other night. But this makes me think of things like thirst traps and work best friends. Now, why in the world would people be screaming during a State of the Union? You know, if you disagree with somebody, I understand. Not everybody agrees. But do you know kids watching that thing or kids hearing about it because it's covered in the news? You know, you really should not be screaming at people during the State of the Union. If you disagree with them, bring it up. Go to their office. Make an appointment. But why on national television, it's covered on all these stations, why would you be screaming at people? I mean, you get a copy of the speech beforehand. You know what's going to be said. Is your screaming already planned out? I mean, I didn't understand that. Does anybody get that? Did anybody understand that at the State of the Union the other night? Did anybody watch that? I mean, no matter what political party you are or where you come from, do you really think you should be screaming at people during the State of the Union, screaming at the person giving the speech? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. There's some kind of breakdown in our society. I don't know where the breakdown is happening, but we're having some kind of breakdown where things are going a little south. You know, we're losing our work best friends because we're working from home. People are setting thirst traps for people. Their ex-wives, ex-husbands, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. And then you have this whole thing at the State of the Union. People screaming at each other. Why? I mean, you know, aren't societies supposed to be civilized in a way? I mean, you always have a few outliers. But now, everybody's got a thing. Everybody's acting out. I just don't know. 33 minutes past the hour, if anybody's got a thing to say about any of that. Thirst traps, work best friends, the State of the Union. The opening of Del Taco, our favorite subject. Our listener in Lewistown, Idaho. Give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a call if there is anything on your mind this morning or anything else that you would like to talk about. We'd be glad to get into it. All right. We did have a family feud going yesterday. We've got about 27 minutes left in this program. Let's see. What was our category? The category yesterday was name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now, here are the answers we got yesterday. We got doctor was number one. Sports person was number four. Well, apparently they haven't seen Tom Brady. And teaching was number five. Now, there are six answers all together. So we still have three answers to go here. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor, sports person, and teacher are on the list. But there are three other answers to go. We don't have the number two answer. We don't have the number three answer. And we don't have the number six answer. Now, 15 people said doctor at number one. Let's see here what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I don't know an answer to your question, knowing which question is. But you were talking about the State of Union.
Yes.
My mom would have been so upset with us kids if we would have ever talked about the president that way. I mean, it didn't matter who the president was. They, she would say, I remember one time that the Republican won the election, and of course, mom and dad was Democrats. And I went home and said to her, she says, it doesn't matter. He is the president of the United States, and he will get the respect of the job.
Well, and that's what kind of confused me the other night, because I know that everybody there gets a copy of his speech before he gives it. And for somebody to stand up, I mean, we saw it once before during the Obama years where the guy got up and said, you lied. And essentially that's what happened the other night. But I they're not microphoned up. We really can't hear what they're saying because it's all just a big scream. And I don't know what they're trying to achieve by doing that.
Well, if that was your kid, now what would you think if they were doing that?
Right, right. I mean, it's horrible.
But think about it, Scott. Kids are allowed to stand up and talk to their teachers that way. We just have no respect for, we don't want to do any of it because you look how many volunteers we have around the country. Very few. But why does people think, it shows their stupidity.
Well,
it doesn't show how smart they are.
You know, I believe years ago when that guy got up during the Obama years and said, you lied, I don't believe he planned that. I honestly think that was, he just, the moment got to him and he said something and he was made to apologize. And he did apologize for doing that. Now, what happened the other night, to my knowledge, nobody has said apologize. Nobody is apologizing. Matter of fact, I think they're happy they did it. And, that's just what? A short 8-year period? What has happened in 8 years?
Well, done to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I always think. You know, when someone has very good ideas or in their mind, but what have you done to make it a better place? No one volunteers anymore. Everybody's too busy or whatever. I volunteer for mobile meals, and someone says, well, do you get paid mileage? And I says, no. They says, well, do you get gas money? I says, no. Well, why do you do it? I says, because somebody may have to do it for me someday.
Well, you know.
But why do you think you need to pay for all, some stuff you just do it out of the goodness of your heart. But those days are way gone.
Well, and this is kind of what I was saying earlier on about this story about work best friends. I don't think I ever made a decision in my life that I can ever recall at any job based on the money. I never took a job or stayed at a job or left a job based on the financials of it. A matter of fact, I've left jobs that paid better to go to jobs that paid worse because I thought that was a better fit for me. And I do not understand people who that is their only reason for being there. If you are doing something that you think you're changing lives and it's really just the paycheck, doesn't that say something about you in the end?
Well, you won't stay very long, let's put it that way.
Right, right. You wouldn't stay very long. And I'm always a little skeptical of that because I think, yes, you want to be paid if it is your job. Now, do you want to be paid because you need the money? Do you want to be paid because... I don't know. Is volunteerism going downhill?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently. And
how many of these lodges and so forth that was going strong, how many of those are still going? None. How many, there used to be Grange, my parents were in the Grange, and there used to be a lot of stuff that people just done, you know, to socialize and so forth. Of course, they didn't have a cell phone, so they had to make the best. But I just think cell phones and computers, they may make the world better, but I'm not sure, the business part better, but I'm not sure if it's making the... human part better because everybody's so selfish.
But what I
self-centered.
But what I always tell people about the internet is I say I do believe knowledge and availability of things are great. And I think that's the plus of the internet. The negative is the social aspect. Because that's where we're not talking to people because we don't have to. We can just send them a message. We're not getting together because, again, we don't have to talk to them. We just send them a message. And we don't have to have any camaraderie, which this whole work best friend thing, I think, is what I think that's what that whole article is trying to say, is that you used to have people at work who you would really, you know, go to the mat for in real life. If they needed something, you would do it. And now only 2 out of 10 say they would do that. That's
20%. Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Because it's all about me. If I'm not going to benefit by it, I'm not doing it.
Right, right. And it's amazing to me because I think in the end, you know, I'm not saying that if it's your job to do something and you are doing it because you're getting paid, well, okay, if they're offering a paycheck, that's fine and you took it. But let's say they cut your salary. Now, would you stay? Because... what is the reasoning for being there? I guess that's why I never talk about pay at work. I mean, there are people who know what you make, but, I mean, almost all jobs have some kind of pay tier. Usually, most people are not, everybody's not making the same thing. So, should somebody who's making more be more into the job? And I guess if you're making less, you should just be less into it. I don't understand that.
Well, that doesn't necessarily... base like that because there's people that are making, and you know they're making more, and you know that you are putting more effort into your job than they are, as a fact, but that's just the way life is.
Right.
I guess, like you say, just move on quietly, and you don't need to make a fuss, find something else.
Right, and to me, when I know that, if I've become aware that somebody's making more than me, that doesn't bother me in the least. What bothers me is like when Sean called in earlier on, I don't like when people, just when you ask a question, get very defensive. Because there's something to that to me that's wrong. I don't know why it's wrong to ask questions. I mean, that's what I do here for my career in the morning, ask questions all day long. I don't know why that's taken in such a bad way at work. They're very defensive about that.
Well, you think about it. People are very selfish. You know, and because of the computer, because if people find it on the computer, then it's a fact, whether it's a fact or not. And it, then they, well, I don't know exactly how to say this, because they're very smart. I mean, I've talked to people and they say, especially if it's about politics. And so it's a fact. I seen it on the computer. Well, you know, and maybe that goes back to school, that you don't ever have to look up anything or figure anything out. Just punch her in and go. But I don't know. It's, anyway, we'll see if anybody picks up their pop cans.
I know. Hey, it's a good points. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, and we had somebody calling in there. If that was you and the phone line was just ringing, feel free to call in, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open, 44 minutes past the hour here. A lot of interesting points to be made there. And also, you know, are people outside yet cleaning up their yards of the pop cans and the fast food wrappers and all that garbage that blows into your yard when somebody else doesn't pick it up, which is what happens in my case, and then I pick it up and put it in the garbage can. Because, you know, isn't that the way we get rid of it? I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And our running Family Feud question this morning was, well, what was it here, if I can find the card? Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Now, the answers we have, number one was a doctor. 15 people said a doctor. Number four was a sports person. 7 people said a sports person. Number five was a teacher. 6 people said a teacher. What are the other three answers? We have 2, 3, and 6 left at this point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are those remaining three answers? Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor, sportsperson, teacher. Those are the answers we have. Still 3 other answers to go. 740-751-4038. Or if you have a comment on the opening of Del Taco yesterday, did you notice any big lines down there? I heard from other people that there were big lines. Was it causing a big problem down on Mount Vernon Avenue? The story at the North Market about the 40 graves that were found. Where are they going to take those 40 bodies? Who knows? Work Best Friends, the Gallup poll out this morning says only 2 in 10 people, 20%, say they have a work best friend. And apparently, this might be the end of civilization because we don't have work best friends. And talking this morning about the crazy thirst trap. What a thing that is. My goodness. Putting a picture out. Now, again, not an X-rated picture. It's not that. But it's putting a picture out of yourself looking, I guess, good and healthy and the best you can. So your ex-wife or your ex-husband or your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend can see you looking well and having a good time. And I guess be jealous. That's a thing in society. The old thirst trap. My, my. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, minister. A minister.
Minister, absolutely. Clergy is number 6 on the list. We got it.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye. Well, John is still out there. That's always good to hear. Yes, a minister, the clergy. Number 6 on our list here. Still 2 answers left to go in this category. Are we going to get them in the next 13 minutes? Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. Doctor number 1. Sports person number 4. Teacher number 5. And the clergy is number 6.
So number 2 and 3 still remain. Two answers left and 12 minutes to go. Does anybody know what those answers are? Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a job in which you can achieve greatness. That's what we want. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, just being a parent. Job as a parent.
Parent is definitely not a bad job. Not on the list. Hey, Lee, did you hear earlier on we were talking about you? Yeah, what I was saying was, I didn't think about this till yesterday, but I know you were saying you like to watch television and listen to the radio at the same time, and I don't know, because you have the internet connection now. They have these things called Google Dots at you know, Walmart or Meijer. Now, they probably cost about $35, I think is what I've seen them for. Sometimes you can get them on sale a little cheaper, but you can bring that to your home, hook it to your internet, and then in the morning, all you have to say is play, you know, WWGH, and it'll play over that, and you can still watch television.
Yeah, I don't even have to push a button to have it done, do I?
No, no. Once it's hooked to your internet, all you do is you say, hey, Google, play WWGH, and it'll say playing WWGH.
Yeah, I might do that, because especially on Friday, you know, it's nice to have TV on a little bit.
Yeah, because we're on for 5 hours on Friday. Right. And tomorrow, I want you to listen to the pastor's show, because it's going to be a whole new thing. It's going to be him and I together talking about all things, not necessarily just those of religion. So it's going to be a new thing tomorrow.
I might listen to that then.
Yeah, listen or call into that one, because I think we're going to talk about all manner of subjects.
Yeah, I just woke up not too long ago. I have tendency to fall asleep.
Hey, well, that's no problem. I'm glad you're with us.
Okay, thanks,
Tom. Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, well, yeah, that's a good thing. You know, if you are listening through your television or cell phone, you can go out and get those Google Dots or those Alexas, and you can listen and still have your television on, and it's not too bad at all. 740-751-4038. Oh, man, my Google Dot came on again. See, it heard me talking. That's how sensitive they are. Let's go to the phones here this morning.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's go with bus driver.
Oh, how you doing?
Top of the morning to you.
Is your phone working again? Apparently, yes.
It sort of has a mind of its own, Scott. Kind of like its owner.
Well, bus driver is not on the list, but do you have any...
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Now, you think... Of all the vocations, hey, listen, broadcaster's not on there either. But of all the vocations in the world to achieve greatness, you think bus driver should be there?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you go to get somewhere and you call me and I come and get you, I mean, that was pretty important at that moment, don't you think?
Well, I would say so. I'm not.
And I think your job's important too. I mean, if I gotta know something about what's going on in my community and I turn you on and then you give me the lowdown, and then I know what's going on. That was important.
Well, that's what this here. That's why we're here, is to give people.
I mean,
the lowdown.
Doctors and all that—they're kind of overrated. You know, most people can't afford to hire a lawyer, and I don't know a lot of people that have the philosophy: if you never go to the doctor, then you're never sick, right?
Well, that's exactly right. If you don't know, then you don't have it. Hey,
so they're probably going to have something to do with us before they would all those other high police people.
Now, do you have a Google Dot or Alexa at home?
No, I just have this ratchet cell phone that works whenever it feels like it from, like, 1975.
I'm telling you, if you get an Alexa or a Google Dot, it'll just change your life.
I'm sort of a nonconformist, Scott.
Well, I don't know if that's conforming, is it? I still think you'd be in the minority.
Well, I'm just going to keep rocking with this Android until it just can't no more.
Well, tell me, did you hear our conversations this morning about work best friends or thirst traps?
Yes, I was able to get you in all day today. I just, I've been busy.
Well, what do you make of those two things? Those were topics of conversation.
Well, people come in and out of your life at different times for different reasons.
Well, that's very zen.
I don't know, I have a best friend, and we met at work, and we no longer have that same job anymore, but we keep in contact.
So that was a person that was a friend of the heart, not a friend of the road.
Right. I think they started off as like a road friend, and then they became a heart friend.
I just don't think I have a work best friend. I like the people.
Do you have a best friend at all, Scott? You're kind of like your own best friend, aren't you?
Well, who else would you rather be friends with? I mean,
do you have a best friend?
Well, I don't even really, to be honest with you, not to be technical about this, but what does best friend mean? I have a...
I don't know, but this is not just a question that you have asked. When I first started going to my doctor's office, when I switched doctors, and they give you your initial workup, they ask you that. She said, do you have a best friend? And I thought, what in the world is that pertinent to anything?
I don't think a doctor has ever asked me that, but I...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put names out there, but yeah, me and all four of my kids are still at the house. So we all switched over to this practice, and she asked each and every one of us if we had a best friend. I thought, what is the point of this?
Well, what is a best friend, though? See, I have tons of friends who I socialize with and do things with. But
I guess that's the one that you like the most.
Well, isn't that? See, I would have a hard time choosing that, because that's not good.
Well, maybe you could have a couple best friends.
Well, see, I don't know if you can. And then we've got this whole term bestie. But what do you think about the old thirst trap?
That's silly. Okay, so that part I did sort of drift in and out of. What was that? Something about, give me the lowdown of what that was
now,
again.
First of all, I want to say it's not X-rated, so I don't want people to get that impression. But the idea is, it came in the news this week because Tom Brady did it, you know, Mr. Football. Apparently, if you get a divorce or you get end a relationship or something like that, you take a picture of yourself looking good, you know, all dressed up, or maybe, you know, you take a picture of yourself in a swimsuit looking good, whatever. You put that out there, and the idea is that your ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend get jealous because they see you living so well, and they realize what they've lost.
I think I've heard of it, something like this before. Revenge bodies, like a lot of times people go on diets or whatever, they get your revenge body.
Yeah, look at what you lost. I'll tell you, so what do you make of a thirst? It's actually got a name, thirst trap.
Well, first and foremost, there's a lot more to the makeup of a person other than just their physical. I mean, if something, everything that glitters isn't gold. I mean, if they look good, but they're going to cheat on you, or if they look good, but they won't work and they're a bum, or, you know, something like that, then I wouldn't want them anyway.
You know, I'll tell you what the worst thing is. Now, maybe this is just me, but, you know, you're friends with a lot of coworkers and people who, you know, are just in your sphere on social media. And sometimes a picture will pop up of them like in a bathing suit or something at the beach in the summer. And you never see them like that. I don't want to see that. I just, there's something to that. I think of everybody as they are when I see them. I think of them in the clothes they're in, personality they are. I mean, I'm not...
I'm sitting here laughing because this reminds me of the time when I was in choir in the seventh grade, and we got ready to do some Christmas performance, and a lot of us were nervous, and the teacher told us, just picture everyone in the audience in their underwear, and I thought, how in the world? Like, in what world is that calming?
Well, it's not calming, but it kind of gives you a superiority complex because you're saying, well, I'm the only one dressed in the room. But I don't understand. I don't know. You're exactly right. Because somebody has a good body or because somebody is looking good, you know, maybe got a haircut and put some makeup on, doesn't necessarily make me say, wow, I'm glad I have them back, because you remember them when they didn't have makeup on. And they were laying
right,
around.
And sooner or later, that makeup's got to come off, you know?
Well,
the hair curlers come out, the makeup comes off,
the fake
looks tan,
and
everything.
The fake tan wipes off. It all comes off in the end. And
the hair falls out, the wrinkles start.
They take off their prosthetic legs. It's a whole thing.
Okay, no more.
I just don't. Their personality is what probably why you told them to hit the road in the beginning, or they told you to hit the road because you couldn't sit and have breakfast anymore without somebody putting a bagel in somebody's face.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't think people put way too much emphasis on the outside appearance.
Well, but you know what? Some people live and die on that. You can go to social media any day, and that's Tom Brady's picture, by the way. I guess I haven't explained it. He is in his underwear, but he's not showing anything. He's in his underwear, and he's sitting on a bed, and, you know, football players are in good shape, and I guess that's his revenge photo on his ex-wife.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm going to do later on today.
Nothing is private anymore, is it?
Well, they don't want it to be private. They know he knows he's putting that on social media.
They don't leave a whole lot to the imagination anymore, do they, Scott?
Well, thank God he still leaves a little bit to the imagination because you don't want to be scrolling around seeing that. Thank you.
Toodle.
All right. 740-751-4038. Bus driver not on the list. We're glad Sarah's internet's up and running and Lee's back out there listening. But a Google Dot would be a nice thing for Lee. Poor Judy. I don't think her thing is working, her Alexa or internet. Hopefully she'll be back with us soon. And we hope Ted and Carol are out there. And it was good to hear from John and Carolyn this morning. And our other listeners who called in, Trish and so on and so forth. Linda Sims, 10 to noon, Adam, 12 to 1, and I'm heading for the dugout.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well,